Hey, Mighty Warrior. Whenever I travel across the country speaking and teaching at men's conferences, I'm often asked, Joe, what do you do for a living? And I usually respond by saying, I simply help Christian men win. I tell them that I provide them with a proven five-step plan that's guaranteed to help any Christian man succeed in the areas that matter most to him as a man, like loving God, being the hero of his home, being a champion at work, protecting and providing for his family, and leaving a legacy of faith for his children and his grandchildren. And I tell them that the men who come through our organization walk away better equipped and more confident to win in the battles that they fight every day as men. Now you can imagine the response I usually get is, what is that proven five-step plan? And I tell them we provide a free training on our website. All they have to do is go to rmcfree.com to gain access to it. That's it. So if you like to find out the five critical things that every Christian man needs to succeed, guaranteed, then just go over to rmcfree.com to get the training. That's rmcfree.com. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kindle and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't cast stones, they avoid them. Well, you know I got to repeat that one. Real men don't cast stones, they avoid them. And of course, you know I'm going to explain this and it'll make more sense as we go through the Real Men Check-In this week. But I want to address this. Let's face it. Conflict in marriage is inevitable. Men who say they don't ever argue with their wives, I don't trust them. Why? Because simply put, we're all sinners. Romans 3:23 tells us that we all fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. And when you got married, you married another sinner. So in essence, all Christian couples are just two sinners learning how to respond to each other in a holy way. Ain't that the truth? So allow me to suggest three things you should avoid when you get into a heated fellowship with your wife. First of all, when you get into an argument with your wife, avoid casting blame, even if she's guilty. Now, please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying to ignore your wife's behavior when she does something wrong. But what I am saying is to avoid blaming her. Now, instead, accept responsibility for your emotions, not her actions. Instead of focusing on what she did, talk about how it made you feel. For example, let's say your wife refuses to have sex with you, or she makes an excuse of why she can't have sex. Well, she's exhausted. Baby, I have a headache. Or, honey, it's Groundhog's Day. Instead of getting angry with her or putting her hormones on trial, try saying something like this. You know what, baby? I could just be getting into my feelings, misinterpreting or misunderstanding the situation, or even taking it too personally. But when we didn't have sex on Saturday like we had promised each other, I felt like I was being rejected. I felt like our sex life wasn't a priority to you. Or I felt like I wasn't a priority. See, you're not ignoring what she did. You're only acknowledging how it made you feel. Because the truth is, you can't control your wife's actions. But what you can control is how you respond to her actions, and you can talk about how you feel. Now, secondly, you want to avoid comparing your wife or your marriage. Now, going back to the no sex Saturday example, resist the urge to say any of the following. You know what? I never had this problem with my ex-wife when it came to sex. You know, I don't understand. Most women enjoy having sex. You know, my friend Joe says he and his wife have sex 100 times a week. Now, do you see the obvious? See, I'm comparing her to my ex-wife, another woman, or a friend's wife. Never compare your wife to your ex-wife, your ex-girlfriend, another woman, someone else's wife, or even your mama. Comparing your wife to another woman is the equivalent of coveting, which God commands us in Deuteronomy 5:21 not to do. Now, finally, avoid condemning your wife. Never condemn your wife over what you're having an argument about. Again, let's re-examine our No Sex Saturday example. Don't just avoid comparing her and blaming her. Make sure you avoid shaming her as well. Try to avoid saying any of the following when you get into an argument. You know what? I don't get it. What's wrong with you? You know, you always reject me. You're always disrespecting me. You know what? You always come up with excuses for us not having sex. You know what? You never want to have sex. You're never in the mood. You know what? You never make me a priority. See, these are all shaming statements. So avoid shaming words like never, always, every single time you. We don't like it when others do it to us. So let's not do it to our wives. Jesus said in Luke 6:31, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So you don't ever want to blame, compare, or shame your wife during an argument. Now, I know it may be tough talking to your wife about your feelings, but trust me, it's a lot better and a lot easier than arguing with her about her actions. Because remember, real men don't cast stones, they avoid them. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you know, I always love at the end of our shows to share some of our podcast reviews from some of our listeners. And I pick them by random. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review, we might actually read yours on the air. But check out this one I picked this week. And this one came from GT Stank. You got to love these ID names, man. GT Stank wrote, my marriage is better. My work relationships are better. My life has increased. Thank you, Dr. Martin, for all you do for the kingdom and helping build other kingdom men. Man, what a simple review, but what a powerful 5-star review from GT Stank. Man, I appreciate that, bro. So please, guys, if you love the show, please let us know how you feel. Submit a review. And who knows, I may actually read it on the air. And if you didn't know already, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the top-rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men connect. But most importantly, stay in God's grip. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.